How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Dab Movie Place, a place where we take movies and make and talk about if they're good or not or whatever. I'm Ian, and to my right is Kyle.
Thanks again for having me.
You're welcome for having you again. And across the pond, we've got Gage.
Hello.
So this is again a Dab Movie Place brought to you by this is a How We Do Productions podcast. Productions. And
you don't sound too sure about it. Like, I think how we are we how we do
or
do
this we is how we do production show? Podcast production
affiliated with
yeah. Uh-huh. And we're talking about Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace, second best Star Wars movie to date.
Well,
best one is Clone Wars, clearly. The acting speaks for itself.
If anyone is new to the show and just found this by wanting to listen to a Star Wars podcast, that should give you all you need to know about Ian's opinion.
I'm a good judge of movies.
No.
Some say that I'm the movie mallet because they smack me when they say, good movie, court adjourned.
Uh-huh.
I hate this already. I will tell you, I watched this movie this morning. Like, again? I watched it. No. This was this was my viewing was this morning. Watched the whole thing. Gotta tell you, pretty distracted by everything else going on in my life because how bored I was watching this movie again.
It's long.
It was a very long and boring movie, I will say that, but I enjoyed the bits that were good.
I will say this, it's not super bad or terrible or anything. Like, it has some redeeming qualities that I think are some of the good stuff that Star Wars still has, but there's a lot of egregious shit in this movie, and man, I was just checked out. That's so I'm gonna need some help getting through this recap.
Okay.
So initial thoughts going in.
So real quick, yeah, Kyle, what was the last time you saw this movie? Is this like before this viewing? When was the last time you saw this movie?
It was for me about 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay, that's about the same for me. Yeah. 4 years,
no, I don't
say.
Have this on Vudu. Never mind. JK.
I would say fifth grade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was living in a trailer.
Time. Okay.
Yeah, I cut my finger off. And I wasn't allowed to go outside and play with the machete, so...
Not you watched Star Wars instead.
We watched the entire Star Wars 6 movies.
Oh, wow.
Over and over again in multiple different languages.
Wow.
I like that as well.
Yeah.
Other Wait, so in the other languages, what's that? Sorry, what'd you say, Kyle?
No, go ahead.
I said in the other languages, did it change what the announcers and stuff were saying?
It did. It changed some of the words, yes. I don't remember exactly what it was, but yeah, we sat for almost an entire summer watching Star Wars over and over and over and over again. Because that was one of the only movies we had at the time. We our house was getting built, and The house was moving slower than it was supposed to, so we sold our house, okay. And before we could move into that one, we didn't have a place to stay, so we just stayed on a trailer that we rented or something for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I like to people. There's a lot of popular songs about there are people who are writing like their best summer and things like, oh, we did this, what a great summer, and then like if your song was about summer, it's just like, yeah, watched Phantom Menace 16 times.
And I cut off my finger.
Yeah. Star Wars summer.
It's a Star Wars summer for me, boys.
I can imagine it being Star Wars, there would be a lot of different languages. And like very, not obscure languages, but like...
It was like French, Spanish, English, and then there's one other one, I think.
Simplified Chinese?
It might have been Chinese.
Okay.
Or like Mandarin. Like one of the Asian culture languages. But yeah.
Okay.
That was fucking wild. All of the subtitles were the same for the most part for the other languages, mm-hmm. but like they said things differently. It's kind of like when you watch like a TV show, a cartoon with the subtitles, and then also it's like dubbed in English, and it's like they're saying different things.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool though.
So you're saying reception, like how did we like this movie, or
yeah, what was your thought going in?
I already knew that I didn't like this movie again, because we do this where we review movies, and like I've normally already seen it, the exception of Catwoman, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this movie. I did not. I was not prepared to watch this. I was prepared. I own it, like all these terrible movies we watch.
As prepared as you can be, I guess.
Yeah. I own the complete Blu-ray saga here. It's actually sitting on my desk right now. Yeah, I was not ready to get to it again, but there was parts of me that I was like, oh, you know what? I'm interested to see this again. I'm interested to, and we'll get to like the things I like about this movie, but I'm interested to see like these certain scenes, and you know, I do like Darth Maul, and I was like, okay, I'm back in on that. But man, this is, if you're starting with Star Wars, this is one of the bottom Star Wars movies.
Yeah, there wasn't as much political like trade negotiation talks as I was expecting, but there was still a lot.
There's a lot. That's my first note. The whole fucking pre-roll, the first like scroll of words is all about trade negotiations. How could somebody who waited 16 years to see a new Star Wars movie see this and be like, oh, what are we watching? I thought this was about Darth Vader.
If I saw that, I would be like, this is a joke, right? They're talking about international trade laws and like tariffs and shit. Right. I don't know what this means.
What kind of political message are they sending through Star Wars now?
I'm going to try to look up the pre-roll real quick. Go ahead.
I still like the movie. I forgot a lot of the stuff that happens and stuff, but definitely a lot of boring parts. I could do without the pod racing still, but the pod racing wasn't as bad as I remember.
I'll say this. Pod racing's cool. I like pod racing. Was there way too much of it? Oh my God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, yeah. The whole pod racing story was basically just to get Anakin off that planet. They're fucking Jedis. Just take the fucking thing.
Yeah,
take
they don't
kid.
Have to ask.
Yeah, who cares? You could kill that little Watto easily.
They
just
had
fucking kill him.
They had to make up a plan. Let's just say I inherited a pod racer and just entered it. Like, come on.
So stupid. Just fucking, you could do anything you want.
Yeah, it's not owned by the Republic, so it's not like there's any laws.
Right. They even say that in the movie.
It's international waters, the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And Natalie Portman wasn't going to stop you because she's undercover.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to be like, don't do that shit. That's illegal. I'm Queen Amidala. And she'd be like, oh, no, you're just a little girl that has to hang out with us for some reason.
Yeah, why are you here? You just want to explore? No, we got shit to do.
I want to see the planet, please. That was her whole bit. This seems cool planet and dusty. I would like to see this.
I want to hit on younger child.
I want to stare at younger boy. And see and think about later years when he's in me and gives me babies.
Wow.
Why, yes, I am Angel.
I am Angel.
I hate that part. Oh, my God. Are you an angel? I was like, you know, George Lucas fucking wrote this without his shirt on, just grabbing at his own junk. Yeah, she's an angel. Yeah, that's what we say. That's how we pick up girls. What a terrible fucking line to give somebody.
Did it hurt?
Hurt. Pretty much. It's like a sleazy dude picking up a girl at a bar. Are you an angel?
I heard the Deep Space Pirates talk about them or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, kid. Cool. It's like during the movie, he humble brags. I don't know how many times.
A lot. He's so good at electronics and technology and stuff.
I wish there was a scene where he just walks out like, yeah, I'm going to be fucking powerful one day. You should totally hit this.
I'm going to choke you to death and almost kill your babies, but
I'm going to be Darth Vader. You seen the poster?
I'm definitely the one that sexes on you later, Padme.
I was waiting for that poster scene to happen, and it never did.
What poster scene?
The first post when this released this is Anakin on, I think he's in on Tatooine or either that planet.
Yes.
And then so it's just the kid in front of the little hut, and then on the hut is a shadow of is a outline of Darth Vader, and it's fucking awesome. That poster is one of the redeeming qualities of this movie, and I'm like, and you're like, oh shit, we're gonna get the Darth Vader story, but in the end you. Don't really need this part of his life to understand anything. Everything in this movie could have been summed up in like a 15-minute tack on to episode 2.
It should have been the pre-roll.
Yeah.
But
that's fair.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's not give away too much of how we feel and what the movie's about.
Can that be another show of ours? How we feel?
How we feel podcast.
How does that make you feel?
Stuck in a rut.
It has to happen.
Man, I was listening back to that episode the other day. I was like, damn, it's so good, Kyle.
So should that be a separate podcast? We just review Paul Rudd movies.
Yeah, we should do a 15-minute Stuck in a Rudd segment each week.
I like it.
Or find out where Paul Rudd would fit in this movie.
What would Paul Rudd's character be?
Where can we stick Paul Rudd in here?
Come fuck Paul Rudd. Rudd fuckers. That was a good bit. All right, so the movie starts. And it opens up with them flying in and getting put on that little control spaceship for the trade negotiation.
Right away, you gotta bring up the bad ADR for this whole movie, basically, because those two dudes, nothing lines up.
Nothing
at all, and it's love it. It's not even
close.
What the fuck is their bottom lip doing?
I love
like,
it.
I was looking at it like, is this being controlled with somebody's mouth or their hand or a robot? I can't even tell.
I think it was a robot, because it reminded me of like a robot with like that like, what is that? It's like
animatronic.
Yeah, like an animatronic mouth with like silicone face.
Yeah, it's like a Disney park ride animatronic.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
It's like a racist, like...
Yeah, this whole movie is like has racial overtones. Those fucking characters are terrible. Just fucking terrible.
Do you see them in any of the other movies?
They're in 2 and 3,
Don't
maybe.
Make me watch 2 and 3 to find out.
I want to say they were there when Anakin went back and, like, killed them all. Like, on Mustafar, where he went in. He's like, I'm bringing my Sith to, like, overwatch everything. And he goes in and just kills everybody.
Which I don't understand why he killed everybody, but that's a different movie.
Yeah.
So I wrote down, it's not a stereotypical Asian accent if you don't think about it. Because it totally is.
It 100% is.
My notes just say I'm already rock hard, and I hate long text intros, and I love that voice.
Wow.
So they're there facilitate a trade negotiation, or like what?
They're there to have a trade negotiation, quote unquote, but really it's like they're attacking them and trying to get them to sign this treaty that like does something. I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be a double cross, but then they find out Jedi are on board and they're like, oh shit, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Send the droids.
Poison them.
Yep.
Well, yeah. See, I thought the food was going to be poison that they gave them. Isn't that the route?
Too low. That's deep. Nobody does that. Sith do that. They aren't Sith.
What they're in this movie, though.
Well, the Sith are, but they aren't Sith. They're just confused fishmen.
I don't know what that was. It wasn't a Sith, though. Can tell you that. Go ahead.
Well, the droids come, and then they fight the droids, which is like, I thought that was such a cool scene, where they fucking, like, when you see the two lightsabers in the smoky room.
So I will say, I do like some of the droids. Like, I thought, when I was a kid, I definitely thought the droids were cool, but then, like, you know, really watching the movie, the small droids throughout the movie are fucking terrible. But the droids that, like, roll around, those things are still dope.
Oh, the droidicas?
Yeah, those things are still awesome.
I did notice, how come whenever, like, if they just knock over a droid, is it just dead?
Yeah, because the force push, apparently, can do the same damage as a lightsaber. So why use a lightsaber at all?
Well, not only that, but I've seen, like, there's a part where Obi-Wan kicks one, and it just falls over, and it's like, oh, I guess he's
not
down.
Not only does
he
kick one, he kicks two with a jumping double kick later. That's
multiple times in this movie.
Yeah,
there's a lot of split kicks in this movie.
Yeah,
yeah. Sweet crotch action shots.
Those are the best kind of shots.
We hired a stunt double, and damn it, we're going to use him.
Get in that crotch.
As many crotch shots.
So they escape the spaceship.
Yep, and land on Naboo.
Mm-hmm.
First, I want to bring up something before we get off the ship. So they're trying to break into the room where the two Asian racial stereotypes are, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they get the droidicas, or whatever they're called, roll up on them, and Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan suddenly have this amazing super speed that is never used again in the movie. Because
deflecting everything?
No. They were deflecting and then they just ran away. But I can't pull it up. I wish I could show you guys. When you watch it, they are gone in a blip. They don't run like normal. They use like a power-up super speed that you would see in a fucking video game.
I didn't notice that.
I'll try and pull it up, and you guys keep going.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay.
But
anyway, so then they get on the planet, and they're running away from the droid pods and all that stuff, and they're not using this power anymore. Apparently, they just lost how to do this, and they're just, like, getting run over by droid ships.
Whoa!
What? Shit. Holy shit!
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Where did this come from? They could just do that, apparently. So, everyone at home, if you watch the movie,
just gone.
The first scene.
What
the
fuck was that? Holy
right?
That was Flash level speed.
Why did I never notice that shit?
And then they never use that ability ever again. They're literally running away from cars in the next scene, and they just don't use this super speed ability that they have.
That was awesome.
I'm holy glad Ian's on it.
Shit. It's made this movie, like, way better. After they super speed and get off the boats, I didn't realize how soon they meet Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, because
immediately.
Yeah, it's like I'm in
they got
to
get him in this
minutes.
Movie. They got to get him in here as much as they can.
That's where their money's made. They're selling toys, action figures, everything.
I like how they did a callback to the destruction of the Amazon rainforest in the movie, though. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they, you know, more political agenda.
I
will say this: that scene. Well, so when all the droid ships and stuff are roaming through the jungle there and things,
uh-huh.
That CGI looks great. It still looks good.
The CGI looked good for how old of a movie it was.
Right. Basically, this whole movie, all the CGI, I was like, I'm actually impressed how good this still looks.
There was a blip, though.
There is a scene.
But
we'll get to it.
I understand.
But I used to talk and try to dive like Jar Jar Binks when I was a kid. All the fucking time. All the flips and shit. I didn't understand how he did it, but goddamn it, I tried.
I can't even describe to you what kind of flip that was. It was like a front-facing, back flip, twisty... scoop
McTwist, yeah.
Also,
there's like chicken in there.
I like how the entire Gungan world is in a lake. Like, that is not a beach. Like,
that was like a small lake.
That's
right.
Just like a pond. Like, that's like a lake. And then under the lake is this giant underwater world that is lead to the center of the earth.
And, right. It's like if a water balloon had like a small hole on the top of it where all the water is still inside the water balloon, but it's not popping or leaking.
Yeah, it's a liquid planet.
And for whatever reason, they're riding around on, like, two-legged, like, horses or whatever. How did they get those down there?
Yeah, how did they get those underwater?
Those fucking monsters down there, ridiculous looking. Like, ridiculous.
Oh,
unbelievable.
They look so fucking cool.
One of them looked like fucking Falcor from Never Ending Story, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
Dog's name?
I don't remember. It's Falcor.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it was Falcor or Atreyu. I think Atreyu's the kid.
Atreyu is the kid.
Okay, also a bad band, but I digress.
Yeah, they had one good album.
Keep going. Where are we at now?
So they're at the Gungan house. Mm-hmm. I asked Kyle this. Do you ever see Gungans in any other Star Wars movie?
I think they show back up.
They do, or just Jar Jar?
I think you see more coming up.
I don't remember ever seeing another Gungan.
I haven't seen episode 2 in a much longer time than I've seen episode 1.
We'll do that one at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So they're meeting with the Gungan boys, and they're at the council with, like, the Gungan king.
Boss Nass, I think is what his name
Boss
is.
Boss Nasty.
Yeah.
How many times as a kid did you, like, do that, and, like,
never.
Shake your face?
Oh,
never.
Oh, I did that all the fucking time.
Fucking never.
That was so cool.
Another terrible, terrible character.
So, in
all of these... What's that?
No, go ahead, Gage.
I was saying, all of the Gungans and stuff, all bad. The character design for this creature, terrible. The voices they give all of them, offensively terrible. It's just... every single thing about the Naboo people, awful. Fucking terrible.
Are they supposed to be... like an alien form of what water creature?
Something
are they just an
ears,
alien?
I guess
it is the precursor to Guillermo del Toro's creature from that Shape of Water movie.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So it was inspiring to him. I think he said
it's not only an origin story to Anakin; it's an origin story to the fish man that the Death Lady sexes on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers, haven't seen it.
Yeah, spoilers, yeah. It's weird. Real weird.
So, they do the Gungan thing, and now it is time for Jar Jar to, quote-unquote, become a navigator, which he doesn't do a single time.
His punishment is to hang out with Jedi. Awesome. Sounds awesome.
They're like, oh, well, we needed a navigator to get through the core. And then they go, and they just automatically know exactly where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, he didn't navigate a single damn time.
It's like the kid at the family reunion that you don't know that well, mm-hmm. that you have to hang out with.
And it's not like they were like, oh, we feel bad for him. Let's bring him on as a navigator. Mm-hmm. Because Jar Jar was like, oh, you need a navigator to get through the core. He goes, he's right. We do need a navigator. And then they get him. And then they just know.
Qui-Gon's just like, we'll use the Force. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Which, when they get attacked by that big puffer fish.
Which time?
There's only one puffer fish that attacked them.
Okay.
And Falcor eats it. Yeah. And he crunches it. Man, when I was a kid, that looked so good. Like, oh, I wanted to eat a fish that way. And I did when I was a kid. I ate fish like that. I ate a lot of things like that. I pretended I was Falcor. Yeah, good times.
So I don't know where it goes from here.
So I'm just skimming over my notes. I see where we're at. So there's this scene right after that when he talks about the Sith with the Lord Sidious, and he's like, "Should we report the Jedi?" And the guy says word for word, "No need to report that to him until we have something to report."
Yeah,
and I didn't understand that sentence.
This seems like a very important thing that we should tell them.
Yeah, we don't have to report that to him until we have something to report. It's like you just had a report with him. You just reported.
But them getting from basically the opening of the movie to finding Anakin is just some of the slowest shit ever.
It really is.
It is so ungodly slow. It's like. There's trying to have this action movie with this important story to set up for us, but it's just people who are just taking a slow walk through something exploding somewhere nearby.
Mm-hmm.
It is unbelievably slow.
It's like grocery walk. It's like grocery shopping with a grandma.
Yeah, you're looking at your list. You're looking up. No, I'm in the wrong aisle. Fuck, I was in the right aisle, but I walked past it.
Well, what's down this aisle? It's grandma. It's not what we need.
It doesn't go say hang out on the sign. Kids'
cuisines.
It doesn't say it's not over here. So this is when you start to see the queen's dresses, and goddamn, her dresses look so fucking dumb.
Here's the thing: I like some of them. I have one pulled up on the computer right here. Where
you're
an emo
boy.
Okay,
I do.
Can we guess which one it is?
I like her first when you first see her and stuff. But this one that I got pulled up here, what's that?
With the orbs?
The dress orbs.
This one. Or the black one.
I like this one. The one where she got the hair all the way across the top of her head and got that weird cool helmet on.
I'm waiting to see it.
We can't.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. Am I screen sharing?
No.
Oh,
no.
Sorry. Sure.
There we go.
I like this one here.
Okay, the classic one. The
traditional,
one that everybody
traditional,
knows.
Yeah.
I think that's a great look. But this one I've got here. She looks like fucking Winona Ryder from Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's very good, actually. That's good comparison.
She looks just like her, head to toe. And, even in this stuff, and I, of course, I wasn't, old enough to understand how marketing stuff works. Natalie Portman's, Queen Amidala. Keira Knightley, they don't look the same. Clearly you can tell them apart. And if you know anything about going into this movie, Natalie Portman's playing Queen Amidala, you can see her in the background hanging out with Keira Knightley, and you're like, wait a minute, what the fuck's going on here? Yeah. So
is that all hair, or is that just a helmet?
I think it's supposed to be hair. So when you get her like this, when she's walking around with Annie, she got all this fucking droopy ass, dirty ass, matted ass, sand ass hair, and then it turns into this.
Which, Natalie Portman looks like dog shit in this movie, in my opinion.
I mean, she's pretty young in this movie.
Yeah, she was 14, right?
Something like that. Because I think this one's Keira Knightley here. Maybe not, because it's Chet the Mole. I don't know. It's hard to tell with the resolution.
Is it really her?
Keira Knightley?
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yep.
I didn't know.
I still
this scene.
Don't see it.
Clearly, Natalie Portman's right here. But
yeah.
This is Keira Knightley.
Yeah, I thought Natalie Portman looked really rough in this movie, but she was young.
Yeah, I think she was 14. Like that.
So how many outfits did she have? I'm trying to figure that out.
In the movie?
Yes.
I don't fucking know.
There had to be 10. It was like Casino, basically, where every time you saw Amidala, she was in a different dress.
I did like that, and Kyle pointed this out to me, when you see like all the ships and stuff go to Naboo, she's wearing something, and then in the next scene she's wearing that black like Winona Ryder outfit. Yeah. And it's like, oh, she had time to change while she was getting captured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of continuity that maybe didn't hold up.
Yeah. So after all this is when they break out the when they break everybody out. Or not everybody, I guess, but the people for the ship. And this occurred to me because I think this is funny as shit. The droids are a lot like cops today. Because the droids are like, I don't understand what you're saying. Arrest them. And I was like, you know, that's a lot like how cops are now. If they don't understand what you're saying, they just arrest you. And they're like, ah, we'll get them later. And then I have Jesus, Padme looks so dumb. And this is when they were on Tatooine after R2 showed up and so fixed the ship.
So their ship broke, and they had to make a pit stop to Tatooine to get something.
Yeah, to get a flux capacitor.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, so they get there. I hate the way that Padme walks. So when she walks, she's like, her arms are like out to her side.
And it's, like, it's all hips, yeah, basically.
Like, her arms are, like, up, like, by her shoulder. Like, she's walking like a fucking penguin with her fucking arms out, which I didn't understand. Because she's walking, and it looks like she's, like, really struggling to walk. Did you notice that?
No. It was hard for me to fucking pay attention. I was like, trying to look at anything else going on in the room.
Just trying to preoccupy my time.
Like, God, please help me. I'm just bored.
And then that's when you meet Watto Daddy.
Yep.
Then Watto we trust.
So, I noticed Watto has stubble, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What would Watto look like with a full beard?
I would say he'd look amazing.
Better or worse? Great.
Well, there he is. There's our boy.
With Warwick Davis.
Yeah, you know, the Warwick Davis cameo right here.
So he's also an Ewok, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, is he a Smallman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Have you seen Willow? He's in Willow.
I have not seen Willow. Yep. He should have played Anakin. He probably would have done a better job.
He could act.
I would watch it.
Because my next note, I hate kid Anakin. So much.
And I'm sure it's not the kid's fault. I mean, it's hard to get kids to act anyway, but goddamn, could they have reshot some of this stuff for him. They didn't do him any favors.
I like how they didn't reshot the scenes and just reshot the audio.
There's a lot of ADR.
ADR. There's a lot of ADR. Much. And like the worst one of it, and I know the most notables also, is when they, after the end of the pod race, and he's getting out of the pod racer, and you can see his mouth, but words are coming out of it, but he's not talking. And I'm like, you could have just edited around this. You could have just fixed this.
Another one is when he's in the pod and he turns it on. He's like, it's working. Like, he looks like he's, like, screaming. But the words that are coming out are just, it's working.
Yeah.
And it's come on.
You got to think they shot that with, like, their giant fans blowing on them. And they're like, we're not getting any audio here.
Yeah.
So that was probably hard to shoot around, but even then they could have done something.
And then the yippies.
The yippies. All that stuff. Yeah.
Woohoo. Like a kid who just like he found a quarter on the floor. Yippee. Yeah.
And even his I don't know what the language is called on Tatooine, even that seems sloppy and I don't even know any of it.
I'm not even sure. I'm hearing it right.
I don't even know what he's saying. Yeah, I like how Sebulba is of the race of Doug. He's like, oh, he's a dangerous Doug. It's like, Doug Funny showed up and he's planted his seed and made a bunch of Dougs.
So Sebulba's weird because he's supposed to be like this feared gangster for pod racing, but he's getting shit talked by a fucking 5-year-old.
Yeah, by a little kid.
Right? Like, he's just taking the shit and he's just like, oh, well, if you weren't a slave, I'd really mess you up, boy. And I'm like, this is all you got. You're a dangerous gangster. This is what you got.
You get with the poor.
He's pulling Scooby Doo tricks and like taking pieces off the pod racer before it starts. Nothing that even like will damage him completely. He's like wacky races right now, trying to get this pod racing thing happening.
He's got a mustache. He's twirling it.
Yeah, he's got. He did have a mustache,
pretty much.
He was twirling it.
You know, that there's another Jedi in the scene when they encounter him the first time.
Who are we talking about?
Watto. Or not Watto, Sebulba.
Sebulba, yeah.
Okay.
There's a guy, and he's sitting there, and he has a gold stripe across his nose from cheek to cheek, and that is a Jedi in the canon.
Interesting.
Yeah, he was undercover working, and if he had known that Qui-Gon needed help with anything, he would have helped him, but he didn't know.
So we got pod racing instead.
So we got pod racing instead.
50 minutes of pod racing.
Was that how long it was?
No, but it felt like it.
I was about to be like, Jesus Christ, how long was this movie?
It's 2 hours or something. Like 2 hours and 30.
So Qui-Gon is bartering with Watto about getting parts and stuff, and runs into Anakin, and then they go to dinner?
Yeah, he takes him out to dinner.
Yeah. They go to Applebee's.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a nice family conversation.
So now appetizers are half off.
Half at.
He's like, I'm going to take away your kid. And there's nothing you can do about it.
I hope you're good with that.
Fucking Jedis could just show up to anywhere and just abduct kids. Like, oh, your son is really strong with the Force. I think he's going to have to come with me and be a Jedi. I think that's his true destiny.
Haven't you seen... That's Mindhunter Season 3.
Oh, shit.
Your son has very sleepy blood. We're going to take him with us.
They're just child abductors, and they start grooming them and stuff. And then, like, you know, here, we're going to cut your hair like me. You're going to dress like me. We're going to hang out a lot. It's weird. It's kind of creepy.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ, this movie.
Oh, don't forget to mention that Anakin is basically Christ. He has no dad. He was just born.
Just, you know, virgin birth. Yeah.
So, is that little kid that's with them, is that Greedo?
No, but that's, I mean, it's the same race.
It's on the same planet.
Did you notice there's a part in this where they, I think it's after Annie gets his pod racing going or is starting to get back in the race, where the little kid, his friend that's not an alien, tries to high five Greedo kid, and Greedo kid ignores him and just starts dancing, so the kid's just left hanging.
I did not notice that scene.
It's really funny.
I can see him, he's got bad Perez.
Probably Warwick Davis in there, he can't see shit.
It might actually, oh my god, I gotta find out now.
Yeah, it might be him. Anyway, keep going.
So what is this? Where are we at? Oh, so
basically they're putting the pod racer together and things, and the race is about to start.
Yeah, fucking humblebrag kid's like, oh, you want to see this cool thing I built in my room? You want to come see something cool? And it's like a half-built kid.
But before the race, we get the Metachlorian's introduction.
Yeah, that's the sleepy blood part. He gives him a diabetes check.
Which, was this completely retconned by The Last Jedi, saying anyone can be a Jedi?
No, it's just he had a higher count than everybody else. The Metachlorians, it's like everybody has it.
Is stupid.
It is.
Well, then what the fuck's the point of training?
If everybody can do it?
It's just raw talent, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Blame Plagueis.
Why work hard when he's got better blood?
He's got more sleepy blood than everybody else.
And that's not a purity thing.
No, it's
don't get it twisted. Okay,
very, very accurate here. It's not about purity.
He turns into a Sith.
Although I will say it is kind of fucked up that there's more human Jedis than anybody else.
George Lucas has a lot of overtones in these movies.
He really does. There's a lot more white humans. He's pushing that agenda.
With sleepy blood.
So then the only black one has a purple lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that.
Not the only black one.
Yeah, Darth Maul's pretty black.
And there's also a dude, he kind of has horns a little bit, I think. He's in episode 2.
There's a lot in episode 2, though.
Yeah. There's yeah.
They have extras Jedis.
They do. They have extra Jedis.
So they tested his blood and found out he has the sleepiest of all blood.
Yeah, he's got mono. Yeah.
He sleeps more than Yoda.
Yeah, he's got lupus.
He's got typhoid.
Yeah, he's fucked. Yoda's like, more typhoid than me.
Can we talk about Yoda real quick in this movie? Something seemed off about his voice, too, where he sounded like a fucking disgruntled Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, Frank Oz wasn't, like, tip-top for this movie.
It was weird. I was like, something's off here.
Is that Yoda?
Maybe he was used to doing the puppet, So he just wasn't used to, like, the CGI Yoda instead.
Like, what the fuck's this microphone doing in my face?
Was he just sitting there with the CGI suit on? Just, like, sitting there shrunk down? Maybe that was the problem. He's just dress, in a bad position.
Dress me in the chair.
They got him a giant chair, so it looked, like, appropriate for a human.
Yeah, he was just in a shitty position. And so he was just like, I don't really want to do this voice now.
All right, so they're pod racing?
Yeah, the pod race. I don't have any notes for the pod race because I didn't really care.
Sebulba sabotaged it a couple times.
Man. Oh, I like how they called the die a chance cube and not like a die. There's like, a chance cube. And it's like, all right, Watto.
It looked like he ripped it off a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. It's like, this is my flippy square. We're going to find out what you get.
It looks like something like Neanderthals would have. Like, yeah. Like, oh my god, it's the earliest form of gambling. It's a chance cube.
I thought it was like a white cube with chalk on it when I was younger.
Like a pool cube. Yeah.
No, it's a chance cube.
And Qui-Gon has no qualms about cheating in that deal, but then when it came to pod racing and actually helping anyone do anything, nah.
He's not going to interfere, Gage.
Yeah, it's not his
That's
place.
Like watching Harry Potter, and they're like, we're not going to interfere with Quidditch because that's against the rules of the game, but then meanwhile you got the fucking professors betting on the game, you got people cursing the fucking snitch and all this shit. Just use your wands. Mm-hmm. Just cheat.
If you're gonna cheat right.
If you're gonna bet on kids to let them die in a lightning storm during Quidditch, use your fucking magic.
Yep, so they pod race. Anakin wins. I have nothing noteworthy about the pod race unless somebody else does.
I have a question about pod racing.
Yeah.
Is it a blood sport?
Oh, people die. Absolutely.
People do die. Sebulba kills at least two people.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And he doesn't even get his comeuppance.
Nope.
He's okay.
He just sits in his broken pod.
Yeah, which is like poo-poo. 20 feet from the finish line.
Because this is like, I would assume this is like every other weekend for him or something. Like, he's killing a lot of people.
Yeah.
And people are just fine with it.
He's this dangerous Doug gangster, but like a fucking 5-year-old pushes him around.
He's a dig Doug.
And I also noticed about the pod racers. So there's a switch, like he's flipping over and over and over.
Yeah.
So is the engine like a gas grill where you're trying to like ignite it? Where you're just pushing the button, just hoping that it starts?
You, when you start a lawnmower, sometimes you have to fucking pull on that chain a bunch of times?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
You gotta yoink your chain a little bit.
But mm-hmm. Don't flood it.
There also did seem like there's a lot of fucking buttons and switches and levers in there for whatever you needed to do for that thing.
Yeah.
It seemed unnecessary.
Like he unplugged one thing from one side and then plugged it in the other side.
Somehow one of his boosters losing power is fixed by the other booster converting it to half power, and when they both have half power, that instigates double power, and
that now means max power.
And then everything's fine. And then it was turbo time, and then he won.
Yep. I also like how like he's like, oh, my thing isn't starting. Let me flip all these levers and switches, and now it starts.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I didn't turn it on.
Yeah.
I forgot to do the pre-pro stuff.
Right.
Is it plugged in? Shit.
I always felt bad for that guy that got stuck behind.
It just blew up.
Yeah, and all the stuff blew up. And I was like, oh, that sucks. He didn't even get to have fun.
The guy that looked like a white California raisin.
Yeah. The guy that's like on the Mucinex commercials that just looks sick.
Yeah. Humpty Dumpty droopy head. The wall.
Or the dude that made the pit stop and one of his like engineers got sucked blew into up.
Yeah.
Has to fill out an insurance claim.
Mm-hmm. Fucking droids.
So Anakin wins.
Yep. Anakin wins.
And he's given a new family.
Yeah, he gets a new family for winning.
The prize he won, he gets to move away from his slave mom. And leave her behind to be a slave some more.
And C-3PO.
I did point this out. So Qui-Gon and them drop off all the supplies, then Qui-Gon goes back to get the boy, right?
Yeah.
Did they just run all the way back to the ship? Because
they must have. Because it doesn't make any sense. It was just like they're just fucking full tilt sprint to their ship the whole time, and then Darth Maul just shows up. Yeah. Randomly.
I also like how Qui-Gon was leaving. It was fucking leaving him in the dust. He was just like fucking sprinting. He's like, Qui-Gon,
keep up,
sir.
Kid. If you're going to be a like, Jedi, boom. You got to outrun me.
He's like, Anakin, down. And then he like just falls over. He didn't even like drop. He just like tripped.
I wish you would have heard Qui-Gon just like under his breath go, shit. Get down. I wish I would have kept him in front of me or something. Would have avoided this problem.
That was so fucking funny. Yeah, because there's no... They ride those little llamas at the beginning, and mm-hmm. then they're just running. And I'm like, well, where are the llamas at?
I think they were on llamas when they got the parts that they needed, and they took that to the ship, and they just had to run full sprint the rest of the way.
I could see that.
Yeah, it's bad. And I hate that Darth Maul was used for this movie.
Yeah, I wanted Darth Maul was so fucking cool.
He's so fucking cool. I know he doesn't say much, doesn't do much, or he does a lot, but like just the whole character design of him, the double lightsaber, how he fucking fights and everything, just the way he carries himself, he's so cool.
It should have been Count Dooku that died in the first one, and then they used Darth Maul for the second one.
Yeah, or for the rest of the series, whatever. And one thing about this movie that I wish I wouldn't have known going into it is they ruined the double lightsaber reveal in the trailer. They should have saved that for the movie. That mm-hmm. should have been a thing you saw in theaters for the first time, and so you could go back and tell people about it, and they wouldn't believe you. Damn, is it cool when you get to see the double lightsaber for the first time.
Yeah, he just fucking whips it out, and then it's like one goes, you're like, oh, cool, and then the other one goes, you're like, oh, fuck.
It's on. This dude must be amazing. And he is. He's fucking great.
Ray Park.
Ray Park, man.
Snake Eyes. So then Anakin they get to Coruscant, and Anakin gets grilled by the Shark Tank.
Yep.
Yeah, he's trying to sell me on the idea that you're a Jedi. And he's like, it's a ship. It's a cup. It's a ship. It's a cup.
Like, this kid knows his shit. He knows shapes, all right.
Damn, he's good. you afraid? No. He's afraid.
I can tell.
Fucking mom, liar. Where's your slave mom?
You're dreaming about sand again, aren't you?
And screaming.
Oh, you better not get that queen prego, fucking weirdo.
Listen, we got Lady Gaga in the next room. You stay away from her.
He's my little monster. No.
No. Yippee!
Whoa!
Oh, man. I don't know where we're at.
I don't know either.
So they just grilled him on Shark Tank. So now they Qui-Gon is arguing with him. He's like, I'm going to train the boy. They're like, you can't. He's like, well, but whatever, I guess. And now they did the Senate thing with Palpatine and everybody. And the girl was like, I'm going back to Naboo to die with my people.
Vote of no confidence or whatever to get him fired, I guess.
Yeah, they just get him fired just by saying, we need a new one. And they're like, oh, I guess that we do. He's like the Supreme Chancellor. And the Queen is like, I don't like him. And they're like, we'll get a new one, ma'am. So they go back to Naboo.
It's just like there's a Star Wars movie in here wrapped in a MSNBC show at the same time. It's just, who gives a fuck about the plot here? We just want the lightsabers, please.
Who's the real Padme Amidala? Find out.
Yeah. God.
I don't know what I'm reading.
So after the vote or whatever, they go to Naboo and ask for help from the Gungans.
Yep. And you hear that classic age-old line, the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or whatever he does whenever he's happy or horny. We can't really tell.
That's when the real queen...
Shows up
and beats up the other one.
Yeah, they fight over the dominance of Naboo.
Mm-hmm.
I hated that. I hated that reveal. Like, I am the real queen. It's like, yeah, no shit.
We know. Why are you standing over there the whole time?
You foreshadowed it because Qui-Gon was like, the queen trusts my judgment. You should too. And she goes, yeah. Don't be so sure.
She foreshadowed it like three times during that whole pod racing scene. It's alluded to because you can just see Natalie Portman all over the place in these shows.
Yeah.
Why does a random girl have to come with us? I don't understand. Right, because you're the queen. We get it.
I also want to point out how obvious it is that Palpatine was the Sith. Because they sounded the exact fucking same.
They have, that's a recognizable chin.
Yeah, that's the chin.
But I don't think, I mean, to be fair to this movie, I don't think they're exactly trying to hide that, because we know Palpatine, we know that.
After he gets elected, like, Supreme Chancellor or whatever, he has these guards in black, I think. They look just like the Red Guard from like the older, yeah, the older Star Wars movies.
Okay.
But they're just in black. It's like, oh, okay. All right. Cool.
Makes sense. I always liked the blue guys with the horn on their head and then the two horns on his ponytails or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what his bit is. So, yeah, they go talk to the Gungans, and now they're getting ready to wage war. Mm-hmm. So this is the scene where it's going over Windows XP. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, Gage.
You said Windows XP?
The rolling XP
field. The rolling XP field.
Yeah, okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And so there's a scene where you can see the grass, and then there's a dirt hill. That dirt hill has no texture in it. It's just like a glossy hill.
Yep.
They didn't texture the dirt. It's, like, at all. No,
it's unrendered and yeah.
Yeah, it's so popping. Bad. But that's like the only CGI was the Windows XP parts that I had.
But I do like when they're on the surface and the Gungan army's there, and then like the droids are on the other side. I think the droid stuff looks intimidating until like you actually get the small droids out. And half the time when you see the Gungans being shot at, you don't see the droids shooting their guns. They're just walking straight.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Not doing anything.
Also, thank you, Avengers, for copying that whole like force field thing. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
When they did the force field and then they were trying to shoot and they just stopped and then they were like, well, we have foot soldiers and stuff. And then like...
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's literally what happened to the Avengers.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, weirdly enough, the Gungans were only set to, like their maximum range for their weapons was the edge of their bubble shield. Their giant catapults only
throwables.
Yeah, awesome.
They were really banking on their shield.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't expect them to walk through it.
I don't understand how that kind of like I guess culture survived just by throwing blue balls at things.
Blue electric things.
I guess that is one of the biggest like. Ways to hurt someone is just to give them blue balls, huh? So they're just like, we'll just throw blue balls at them, and then that'll turn them off, huh? They could have just walked around and pushed them all over. They would have been all dead.
Yeah, because we've seen, like, a strong gust of wind will kill all of these droids.
Oh, yeah.
But there was no trees on the battlefield, so we couldn't tell if the wind was blowing or not.
Right, yeah. They specifically, like, no. Someone was in the editing room like, no trees. If they know that wind is there... The whole thing's fucked.
What controls the droids? Is it the chest or the head?
I would say it's the chest, but I don't think that's right.
I would say the chest because when I look at their head, it's like there's not a whole lot there.
So in Star Wars Episode 2, 3CPO gets his head knocked off, and he gets put on a droid's body.
That is correct.
And it's his head and a droid's body, and then a droid's head and CPO's body, and they're both attacking.
Here's what I'll say about 3PO.
What's controlling the droids?
I think 3PO is in a special situation where he has like a body brain and a head brain, because it never really seems like his body and his brain are doing the same things that the other one wants to do. So I'll give 3PO a pass.
But that's what I mean. Like, they're both bad. Like, both of them are attacking. So, which one is controlling which? If that makes sense. Like, does the head tell the body to do stuff, or does the body just control itself?
Or is it just, like, they just go together? So it's like, you have more of the body, so that body's going to take over the head.
But even then, why does 3CPO's body attack? Like, be bad? I don't get it.
I don't know. Tweet at George Lucas.
Yeah. What the hell?
Hey.
Explain droids.
George.
Real quick.
What the fuck?
So while this whole fight is going on, Anakin is in a fighter.
Now this is pod racing.
Yeah.
Just sitting in. And this is another thing. I thought those ships were cool.
Oh,
they were
so
fucking
cool.
Yeah. I like the design of that ship.
I had a toy of those ships.
But I did say, I will say, the adults flying the ships, probably terrible pilots.
Oh,
just fucking stupid. They go into this whole thing with no plan. They know they can't get through this force field. They're taking on a fucking army of other ships that are just droids, so they don't care about human life. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell were they expecting to do here? And I think they all live. Like, somehow they all get away.
Two of them die.
Okay.
One of them gets shot out, gets shot when they're taking off.
Yeah.
And the other one gets blown up.
Yep.
There you go.
But this is also, I hated that whole scene.
This city that they're in and like this building they're running through, I think looks great. I think that is great CGI. I was a little surprised that whole group of good guys are all like fucking marksmen, and then like the trained army droids, again, are worse than stormtroopers. They would shoot themselves in the head first before they could hit anything else.
Roger, roger.
And yep. Oh man,
roger, roger.
Twice. They only said it twice in this movie. I was expecting a lot more.
There's also that scene
a lot more in like two
where I think it's Padme blows out the window with her blaster, and it's a perfectly cut out window for them in a second. And then they're like, all right, ascension guns, and they just have grappling guns on the end of their real guns.
Yep.
And I'm like, what else would these be used for? Are they using these ascension guns?
You can see Tanaka struggling as they're going up. Like you can see him like
it's not working,
shaking and jiving as he's going up.
What weaponsmith would be like, yeah, okay, put grappling guns on your guns. Why? What for? What
is this, like an attachment? Like they just put the grapple into the end of the gun and just shoot it?
Once you use the grenade launcher in COD so many times, you unlock the grappling part of your gun.
And then one man army, you get another one back.
Yeah.
But before that happens, we get Darth Maul meeting the other two Jedi.
One of my favorite lightsaber duels.
It's fucking cool. Like that's
such a cool scene.
That so and again, like I said at the beginning, this movie has redeeming qualities. It's not totally terrible. I don't like it as a Star Wars movie. I think it's boring. But and I will say this forever until the next one comes out, I guess. Duel of Fates is the best Star Wars song.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And I could listen to it constantly. It is so good. So then when they start fighting and you see that when the door opens, the robes come off and Darth Maul's there and he gets out his double-sided lightsaber, you go and you're just sitting there going, oh, fuck, this
fucking
thing
chills.
Just picked up. Here we go. And then they start fighting. And then, you know, Duel of Fates comes on and it's great. But then they get to these weird red doors.
What do these do?
They don't have any purpose. I have not here. I was like, what are these laser doors for? What do they do? I don't understand why these are on this ship.
And it's like Darth Maul like just stabs. He's like, yeah, it checks out.
Yeah, he just like hits it with his legs. He's like, all right.
It's like a dog trying to get through a fence. He's like, okay, it's not going to move. I guess I'll just stand here. It's bizarre. They don't serve any purpose. They don't talk about them. It's just these doors that are on a timer for some reason. I don't get it.
So Darth Maul 100% should have won that fight, right?
Should have won?
Yes.
Dude, he absolutely should have.
He fucked him up.
This is it was flash forwarding to this is where Obi-Wan learned about the high ground. Because he was like, oh, I should have totally died right there. Mm-hmm. If I have the high ground, I'll just I'll sweep the legs and take care of one of the arms.
But
it was literally he did the flip that Anakin tried to do.
Yeah.
It was literally the exact same motion and scene, except Obi-Wan was like,
"Fucking been here,
I've
done
seen this,
this
before."
Mm-hmm. It was cool. I mean, watching him fight them both at the same time, I think is still awesome. And then when he
the
actually
choreography,
went, it was great.
Oh, it was
fucking
awesome.
Great. And then he kills Qui-Gon, and everyone's like, "Oh no, I can't believe Qui-Gon died, a character we've never heard of until now." Shocker.
So if he gets stabbed in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lightsaber, and it cauterizes everything. He's basically okay, right?
I don't know. He's got a giant hole through him.
Right. I get that. But, like, I'm saying, like, I know internal bleeding is a big thing.
He did live for a bit afterwards, because he lived throughout the whole fight until Anakin Obi-Wan picked him up.
And then started touching his face.
It's like Obi-Wan...
That was where he messed up.
Obi-Wan jostled his new blood around and, like, opened up those wounds inside.
It's my favorite Linkin Park song.
I think that whole thing's great. And then when when Darth Maul gets chopped in half, I'm like, I kind of wish he would have stuck around for another one or something. But
well, he spoiler alert, but
I mean it's probably not spoiler alert anymore, but I don't watch the show. I haven't seen Solo, but I know he's in that.
He's at the end of Solo.
He just shows up briefly.
Yeah. Just because people love Darth Maul, just like they love Boba Fett. Boba Fett didn't fucking do anything, but people fucking love him.
Yeah, I've never understood why people love Boba Fett. He doesn't literally do anything. Does nothing, and then he dies. Fall in the Rancor pit.
Yeah, it's a little much for me.
Before watching it this time, I didn't know that Darth Maul actually talked.
Oh yeah,
he said very few things.
Yeah, and he had a British accent for whatever reason. I think
every Jedi, anybody that holds a lightsaber, I think legally has to have a British accent.
Okay,
except Mark Hamill.
Except Mark Hamill,
and Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
So you're telling me Yoda has a British accent?
Oh, it's British from his planet.
It's hard to tell. Yeah,
it's Dagobah British.
He's from Queensland.
It's Dago British.
That was my last bit of notes, but I know the movie's right about to end. We're right at the end.
Oh yeah.
So Qui-Gon is dead.
Yeah.
So when they're burning his body, you can clearly see his hair and beard. Face. And it's like that would be the first thing to go is the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it? It's just little things that irk me, Gage.
Oh, before all this happens, we have that scene where the fish people are they trap Queen Amidala, and then Keira Knightley runs and she goes, "No, I'm the real one," and runs away, and the droids follow her.
Oh, yeah.
And they kill the other droids, and they're like, "All right, now it's time for a new agreement." I'm like, "It's a Scooby Doo villain. He's just fucking caught the guy with his mask off." And then Anakin blows up the inside of the giant ship, and everyone's like, "We didn't do that. Did we do that?
They don't
that
question it.
We didn't just, do that.
Cool. Just leave."
Yeah.
And then, so they burn Qui-Gon.
Yep.
Obi-Wan's like, "Okay, I'm going to take care of you. You're my son now.
Cut and all your hair off."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cut all your hair off, and I'll give you my braid.
Yeah. So that's another thing. Where did they get the braid from? Because Anakin, his hair did not grow past the length that it was. How did his braid get so long at the end of the movie? Yeah.
Ow. They cut it off. They probably cut it off Qui-Gon.
They cut off all of the braids from Jedi come from Qui-Gon.
Yep.
That's why there's no new Padawans after Qui-Gon dies. Until episode 3.
There's no more Padawan hair to give out.
No more youngling hair.
So, after Obi-Wan became a Jedi Knight, I guess. He didn't become a master, he became a Jedi Knight, right? Yeah. Okay. Does he still have the mini thing going on in the back?
Ponytail?
The mini ponytail on the back?
That was such a stupid idea. That bothered the hell out of me.
So it's always tied up, right?
Oh, could you imagine if it was let down?
You got a weird Jedi mullet.
Yeah, you got a confused rat tail mullet.
Mm-hmm.
A very centralized mullet.
I can't tell which way I like it better. I wish you just didn't have it.
I think the braid and everything was dumb.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is my learning cord. Every time I get a new belt, I get a longer cord.
This one's down to my knee.
It's like it's like bad karate. Instead of getting a new belt, you get an extra inch. This is my new inch of hair that I'm allowed to have. And then they give him the orb.
Yeah, what is that orb?
No idea. Couldn't tell you. Just a fucking random. Here's a ball that glows, and that's somehow like
this
the
is
key
the
to
ball
the city
that gets you out of all other Star Wars movies.
Thanks for fighting in that war that none of us were here to participate in or watch or anything. Thanks. Also, since you guys won the war for us, you have to throw the parade. Your people have to dance.
Distraction war.
So basically, what they give them is one of these giant plasma balls.
Oh yeah,
they get a science plasma ball.
You touch it, and it
goes to your hand. Yeah,
and they're like, we'll just give them this. They're just going back to be sea people. We don't need to give them anything real, right? Right.
This is an electric ball. When they take it underwater, it'll shock all of them and kill them. All
right, wiped out that whole colony. I guess we won't have to see them again.
Thanks for fighting that war, idiot.
Cannon fodder, assholes.
I mean, the war was useless. It was literally a distraction. It's like, we'll just go all die for a distraction.
Yeah, dumb. Pointless. This whole movie is just about pointless. You could have, again, wrapped this up into a 15-minute segment on how they get Anakin. They don't need the rest of this. It doesn't progress the Star Wars story at all, and no one's interested in trade negotiations.
Yeah, I really my favorite part of the whole movie is just the Darth Maul.
Right. And the build up to Darth Maul is not worth it. It is fucking cool, but should it happen more? Yeah. Should we have seen a little bit more of that? Probably.
I think there should have been a bigger fight in Tatooine when they were like fighting, going back to the ship.
Yeah, and he just gets away by jumping a million feet on top of the ship.
Yeah, just flying low. A 20-foot vertical.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. And why does he look so winded afterwards? And then he fights him, and he's just like, oh, this is okay. Like, he literally touched tips with him for, like, a minute. And he's like, oh.
I don't know who that was. I feel like we'll run into him again.
Because on Tatooine, there's no red doors where you can take a break and meditate.
Yeah, that's right. It.
Yeah.
That's how he got stronger.
He didn't have his older son to help him.
Didn't have that sun energy.
Yeah, he didn't have the sun energy.
He's like, I didn't get one sweet look at fucking Obi-Wan before I went. So that's Star Wars. And then Anakin and Padme exchanged a weird, creepy, like, smile at the end of the movie.
Did you like how I said that in the group chat?
That made me really happy. Because I knew that you had talked about doing the episodes at 1 o'clock on purpose so Jared would say something. Because I wasn't going to fall for that. I was like, that's bait. And then you said that Padme picture. I was like, this is perfect. I love this exchange.
What, like, where's her bottom lip?
Dude, why does it look like she has, like, chew in?
Gage, could this be the picture?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. She just has, like, dude, it looks like she has, like, chew in her bottom lip.
Yeah.
She's snuffed up.
God damn it. And I love Natalie Portman, but, man, this was brutal for her.
So what would you give this movie? Out of 10.
You doing out of 10?
Out of 10.
I'll let Gage go first.
I would say this movie ranks at about 5th place out of 10th place in a pod race.
Ooh. Okay. 5 pod races out of 10?
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
It's a little higher than we've done on movie reviews for me before. But, like, yeah, I enjoyed this movie more than I like Catwoman and Spider-Man 3. But, again, I don't think it's a great movie, and it's pretty boring. But, like, the payoff of the Duel of Fates and Darth Maul in general is enough for me to be like, sure, if you're a fan of Star Wars, you should watch it. If you want to get in the series, you should still watch it somehow.
It's required viewing.
Yeah, I do enjoy those parts. Like I said, I do think the CGI is still really good for this movie. There is good here, but man, it is just a slog, and it's hard to get
through. When did the movie come out? Was it 99?
It was 99, yeah.
What other movies with CGI came out in 99?
Let's see.
That was Godzilla 2000. Never mind.
Yeah. With Ferris Bueller.
The Matrix came out in 1999.
Fight Club.
Nah. Yeah,
The Green Mile.
Sixth Sense doesn't count.
Toy Story 2. Okay.
It's the Mummy.
Animated. The first Mummy.
Yeah, it says The Mummy.
Hmm. Galaxy Quest.
Oh shit!
That's probably a good comparison.
Academy Award for the best visual effects. Let's see what year 99 is.
Sleepy Hollow. Wild Wild West came out this year. Oof!
Wow.
Dogma.
It only goes up to 1962.
Really?
Oh, here we go.
I would say The Matrix would have won.
Okay, 99. So The Matrix won.
I was going to say, yeah.
Star Wars Episode 1 got second place, and then Stuart Little got third.
Stuart Little.
Because, like, if this is $4.99, so this is... Okay, never mind. I'm trying to think of, like, if this is the 99 Emmys or whatever, would it be for 1998? Mm-mm. But never mind.
1998 was What Dreams May Come. And then Armageddon and Mighty Joe Young. I remember Mighty Joe Young. That was a fucking banger of a movie.
Which one's that one?
Mighty Joe Young was the one about the gorilla.
Is that with Tim Allen?
That was... No.
No?
It had Mighty Joe Young. It was like some girl and a giant gorilla. And it was like kind of like King Kong. Okay. It wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a Disney movie. Dennis Quaid? No.
Was it Dennis Quaid?
Charlize
Theron.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, Mighty Joe Young.
Bill Paxton.
Really?
Yeah. I would give this movie a 6 out of 10.
I was going to say 6 or 7 out of 10.
It's a very good, like, bad movie to watch. It's not as bad as most of the Star Wars movies.
It really isn't.
Well, I would say I talked about on here before. I think most of the Star Wars movies are bad. But, like, we just like that world so much that we give it a little bit of... It's like when a Zelda game comes out. It has, like, that Zelda bias to it. Where people are like, mm-hmm. well... It automatically gets this many points because it's a Zelda game. So, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no. Last Jedi is still the worst one. This would be, like, third to worst, I guess.
Wow. Last Jedi is fucking terrible.
It's really bad.
I'd say this is one of the better ones. Definitely better than the first three, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Definitely better than 4, 5, and 6. It's definitely close to 2, but it's not as good as 2. And then you have Star Wars Episode 3.
Pinnacle.
Yeah, that's the height of Star Wars masterpiece. And that's just the truth.
I mean, Star Wars Episode 3 is a worse written, worse acted movie than this one, but it's just better. It's just cooler to see that anger from fucking Anakin. It's just better.
2 is just unbearable.
Oh, 2 is so really bad.
Fucking terrible. That I think 2 is the worst one. I think Last Jedi is the right above that.
It's
and
close.
Then Episode 1's above that.
I would say 2 is the worst one because Last Jedi does have the lightspeed thing, which saves it, I think, from not being the worst.
Last Jedi?
Yeah, the lightspeed.
That
scene.
I mean, that is a fucking cool scene.
Yeah.
But there's so much undeniable shit.
Is there only one lightsaber duel in Episode 2?
In Episode 2?
Yeah. Isn't it just Count Dooku versus those people?
Well, yeah, no, you have the whole fucking Jedi Order, like, run out onto the fucking battlefield for that.
The Colosseum or whatever?
Yeah, I guess.
How does it start? Does it start with them in the ships? Or is that Episode 3?
No.
Or it starts with them in their, like, starships or whatever?
That's Episode 3.
That's Episode 3. Episode 2 starts, and, They get on the platform and then the thing blows up. The ship blows up.
Oh, the decoy dies.
Yeah, the decoy gets killed.
Gotcha. All right. Do we want to
pick a new movie for next time,
or do we want to think about it? Because I have a contender.
What you got?
The Wicker Man.
The Wicker Man. I feel like every time we do this, we always come up with new movies just to add to the list, and we never get through the. Do you have a list there that's running?
Yeah.
What's on the list, Kyle?
Let's see.
Tales from the List. God, I miss Craigslist.
Yeah, I know.
I have a lot on here. Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2.
They're bad.
Spider-Man 2, gotta get rid of Phantom Menace.
Yep, that's done now.
Freddy Got Fingered, Avatar, The Prestige, Interstellar, Looper, The Wicker Man, Spice World, Nothing But Trouble, Happy Time Murders, The Mist, not to be confused with The Happening, The Room / Disaster Movie, Mortal Kombat, Wild Wild West, Godzilla, The Woman in Black, Assassin's Creed, Prince of Persia, Hercules, 2014, Jurassic Park 3, Tim Traveler's Wife, George of the Jungle, and After Earth.
I didn't realize we had that many movies on there.
There's a lot
of movies we have decided on.
I'm going to throw out my vote for Wild Wild West.
Okay.
It's the same year. Again,
I've never heard of it.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Let's do Wild Wild West. That's our homework. Cool. Everybody listening, that's your homework. Watch Wild Wild West and see us next week for another movie podcast.
Oh, we're doing it next week?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Right.
Sure.
Unless you guys
want to
wait.
No, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
All right.
So in the show.
All right. Well, thank you all for coming out. And this has been That Movie Place. So I hope you all learn to love and love to learn, baby.